big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm bringing back my friend Corey Sullivan, and we're talking about being creative and how you stay fresh and how do you stay relevant in regards to your creative stuff that you do with student ministry. Because again, back when I started back in the late 90s of student ministry, a lot has changed since then. But even the last 5-10 years, a lot has changed. So the stuff that you used to do even 5 years ago is so different than what you do today. So how do you stay creative? How do you stay fresh? How do you stay relevant with what you're doing? And where do you get your input from? Especially if you're not very creative. And sometimes I feel like I am very creative and I can just think of ideas and tailor ideas and change things. But a lot of times I feel like I need creative inspiration. And so where do you get that? Well, that's why I got Corey here, because Corey and I have a great conversation about what it means to be imaginative with your creativeness and where do you get the input from. How can you tailor things? How can you change things around and make them fresh and relevant in today's world? So I'm really excited about having Corey on, and I'm really excited about this conversation. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Corey Sullivan. With me right now is my friend Corey Sullivan. Corey, how are you?
Living the dream, Tom. How are you doing today?
You are always living the dream. What's new with you over there in Rochester, New York?
Dude, a little bit of everything, man. Right now, all the students are on February break, so I get the week off.
Wait, February break? What is February break?
It's like they have all week off just because it's an anticipated heavy snow time. So they usually just have off. That's the only thing.
Is it every year?
Yeah, man, they have they have the winter break for Christmas and New Year's. That's usually 2 weeks. And then they have a week off in February, and then they have spring break in April.
Oh my gosh. So just a random, because it usually snows then, week.
Yeah, I don't know more of the logistics behind it besides that, but that's what I've always wanted it to be.
Has it snowed?
Monday it did snow.
Okay.
And I had also had off Monday too. What was it, President's Day?
It was President's Day. Yeah, so that's interesting. Okay, good. Well, that different things that happen in Rochester, New York, huh?
I know. And then life is just busy, man. Me and my wife, Abby, we found out we're expecting our first.
Yeah.
That's going to be a new adventure. We're both looking for houses, so we're house hunting right now. That sounded like we're looking for separate houses.
I was going to say. What are you looking for? Separate houses?
No, we're looking for one together.
We're pregnant, but we're both looking for separate houses. We need two separate houses to handle all our stuff.
Oh my gosh, no, man. We're we've been on tidying up kick. So literally, just getting rid of half our crap.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. So that's good. Well, congratulations. We're excited. And you're heading to the Orange Conference.
Anything new with you? We're just skipping right over.
Nah, I mean, I'm just, doing my old stuff, hosting a podcast, writing some blog posts,
You got a great haircut right now. What you guys don't know is we video for these podcasts and we record at the same time. And Tom's haircut's looking fresh.
Yeah, it is looking fresh. It, and actually, it's snowing today here where I'm at. So, it's just.
I know. My one buddy lives up in Fairfax County, and he got 6 inches.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Although I think it's turning into rain fairly soon, so it's going to be one of those things. Who knows?
That's not a good mix.
It's definitely not a good. The kids will go to school tomorrow, probably. So. We don't have a week off for February. That is seriously, that's a kid's dream right there. Just it's February, middle of the February, we're just going to take a week off.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, Corey. Well, we could talk about this kind of stuff all day, but we're not, because we have a podcast.
we have stuff to talk about.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I'm 44 years old. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm in my 40s. And I've been doing student ministry for over 20 years. If I was doing the same thing I was doing back in 1997 when I first started doing student ministry,
I would not be in student ministry today. There's an obvious, we've talked about this before, there's an obvious evolution of student ministry and what you do and how you do it. There's an obvious adaptation to it. How do you stay fresh? How do you stay creative in student ministry so you're constantly relevant? That's what I want to talk to you about today. What do you think? Give me some opening statements.
I think about like my time doing ministry and like your time, you know. I think what's important is like the heart and like the values pretty much stay the same. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think anything has really changed in terms of like how, like, at least between me and you. Now, other people, yeah, but like, but I think relevant is like, how do we communicate those things?
Yeah.
How do we engage in relationships, right? For instance, like the value of relationships hasn't changed.
Right.
And how important that is.
Yeah.
But how we go about engaging people and how we go about communicating the value of relationships and how we do those things has changed.
Yes. I'll just throw out social media. Social media wasn't around 10, 15 years ago. It's very important today, and it's a great connecting point for a way to build relationships today.
Yep. Like Carrie Newhoff has said, like, the social media is the new foyer for churches.
Yeah.
It's a new first step. And so a lot of it is, whether it's for your youth or adults, but for youth, like, that's where our young people are. It's the language that they're speaking.
Yeah.
And so to be on social media, whether it's your programs, whether it's like you personally, you have to have some sort of voice and presence there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I agree completely with you. So how do you stay on the forefront of being creative so that what you are doing is relevant and it is meeting the needs of kids? Again, the principles don't change, the thoughts don't change like that, but it's how you do that. That changes over time. So how do you do that? How do you stay fresh?
Yeah. Well, a couple things is I try and say at like vent or not vent, but evaluate a couple things by a couple questions is like, how would a teenager or youth want X, Y, Z, you know, communicated or shown to them? You know, how can I be relevant, you know, whether it's and getting a lot of pop culture stuff, but really, and then also asking, like, I try and follow on social media a lot of other youth programs to see what they're doing, try and build a little network of that to run ideas and see what's working, not working. But I always ask a question, like, just because it's working there doesn't mean it will work where I'm at, right? So I want to say, like, how will this work in my context?
Yeah.
Like, where I'm currently at, what would make this work and not work? Whether it's the room environment or the resources, even the leaders, you know, those things change some of those, like, games you play.
Yeah.
But you can still make it work and try it, but you got to try and, like, adapt it a little bit to your specific context.
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you. When I used to work with Young Life, you know, I was always on the East Coast, and Young Life was all, you know, all over international. I was always floored when we'd have these big conferences when people would all come together, how the way I do X, Y, and Z with Young Life is completely different than the way they do it on the West Coast, or completely different than the way they do it in Texas. Why? Is because your context is different. So again, like what we talked about, although the principles stay the same, the context is different. Therefore, you have to adapt. So it's good that you go and check out. I like how you said you check two different places out. You check out pop culture. What are teens looking at and listening to and involved with, but also then what are other ministries doing in doing that? So how do you reconcile the two? Like how do you put that into play there?
I'm you're in relationships with the kids, so they should have a say in some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And you can do that in a lot of different ways. I personally right now have a really strong student leadership team.
Okay.
And that's kind of who I bounce a lot of different ideas off. But you've had some success with like a creative team. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. I think a student leadership team is fantastic. I think that's a great idea to get people together and let them have some say in it. Another way that you could do it is if you don't have the quote unquote leaders, you feel like, oh man, I don't have a leadership team potential here. You probably have some creative people, and you probably have some guys and girls in your program that are creative and artistic and think outside the box. Even getting them together and helping them process things, I think is really important.
And I think it's important too, like we're in this a few minutes already, but it's important to note, like, being creative and being innovative isn't just around, you know, a cool stage design.
Yes.
You know, or a video that you might grab off of YouTube or something like that. But it's really like asking yourself the question, like, is this procedure, is this current situation, is this message, is this format, is this working?
Mm-hmm.
Is it working to engage our kids? Is it working to increase their faith? Is it working to help them find community? And if it's not, what can we do to improve it?
Yeah.
And so being creative and being innovative is also part of problem solving some of these things that we can improve on.
Yeah. Well, I think in the church world, creative always means that you're doing a crazy video or video testimony or something like that.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you may not be able to do a video testimony, but I think what is even more powerful is just actually getting the kid up there and sharing their testimony in front of everyone else. There's so many different ways that you can communicate it, but it's just
old school, like, cardboard testimonies. I always love those.
Cardboard. I still remember one of the more powerful things I saw one time was people did cardboard testimonies over a secular song at a church service. And it was powerful because that secular song was a powerful song. And they use that to communicate about Christ. And so I agree with you. The cardboard testimony is another great way to do that.
But what does it do? It's something to communicate. But there's so many ways to do that now. Like,
yeah.
But if, you know, if cardboard testimonies aren't working where you're at for whatever reason, like you don't have enough leaders, or like there's so much that you can use to get that same weight and the same point across to do it. And you just got to be able to, like, think outside the box. Don't feel like you're pigeonholed and stuck into like the same old stuff. Like, try something new. You gotta try it.
Yeah.
I think part of being creative is trying stuff and then actually blowing up in your face. Like here's a perfect example. The other day we tried to do giant tic-tac-toe and we saw it on a website and a couple of kids were, hey, let's try it. And so we set it all up just like everyone, you know, does. And the tape was awful.
Yes.
And so like the X's and the O's kept falling off once the kids did it. But you know what it did? It added this new twist to the game where they weren't just playing against each other, but they had to be somewhat decent at putting this tape up.
Yeah.
But it was a problem that we didn't realize would be a problem. And so we just had to like you're going to have mess ups like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to help you to think as a group together.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. It's so funny. We did something very similar, Corey, when we were helping out with wildlife, and they did very similar thing, and the tape did not stick, but it became even funnier because they adapted and they adjusted and they didn't let it ruin the situation, but they adapted. So I think when you try new creative stuff, one is you definitely got to test it out and and try it out. But then two is if it doesn't go as planned, think you have to be kind of quick on your toes and think creatively. Hey, what can we do to change this? What can we do to fix this right now?
Yeah, and I think it, like, we're hitting a few different things, but like in the end, in that moment, you got to say, like, what's the win?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to go, like, whatever it takes to get that win out. And for like that game, it was them laughing and having fun. And so I really didn't care about the tape. I was like,
yeah,
the tape is the best player here because it's messing you all up, right? And like, just add into that a little bit, and play off of that. And like, the kids had, in the end, like, the kids enjoyed it. And most of the time, I'll say this, most of the time is kids don't notice that.
Yeah.
I notice it because I have the expectation in my head and the vision in my head of what it should look like.
Yeah.
But the kids, they don't. Like, we played – you ever play Amazon Woman?
Yes.
We put a spin on it. We just called it Savage Woman
because,
like, that's new. That's the context. Like, lately, that's a way to stay relevant. Like,
yeah.
Amazon, like, people don't know that, but they know what Savage means.
Yeah.
Right?
And back so in the 80s and 90s, you know, Amazon was good. Yeah.
Yeah. But people don't know. They don't understand. And so I just switched up the name of the game to Savage Woman. And the kids went nuts. They're like, this is the best game ever. And I'm like, this game's been around longer than I have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, so just a way to think outside the box and all that.
Well, I'll just piggyback on that before we get into the next question here. But even holidays and big event things are great opportunities to take old games, think creatively, and freshen them up. Again, you can do so many different games. Then you have Valentine's Day coming up. We'll add a Valentine's theme type to it. You can play the same games, do the same activities, but just call it something differently, make it look a little bit differently, add some different colors, and it changes the complexion of the game, and the kids don't get bored with it, you know?
Yeah, I think it's a perfect idea, like using like special days and things to change some sort of dynamic about a game or, you know, something. Yeah. It, like, it just keeps it fresh. And so it's not always the same dodgeball game, but you're, you know,
yeah, oh yeah,
playing Cupid ball. But it's exactly the same game.
Yeah, you put a heart on the thing and say, here, here's your heart. Here's your candy heart. Yeah. Bam, let me kill you. All right, Corey. Well, as we think about creativeness, you and I are naturally pretty creative, but we need inspiration too. So you already talked about going to different churches and seeing what churches are doing. Outside of the church world, where are you getting your creative ideas?
From you, Tom.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
So. You're welcome. I don't know. I think a lot of it is like on little social media stuff is big. And I think I said that and that's what you just mentioned. But like, what are some quick little funny videos that people are throwing up there?
Yeah.
And I do go to like some late night stuff, like a Jimmy Fallon. Like me and you went on like a Jimmy Fallon kick
yeah.
for like a year.
Yeah.
And like when it was fresh. And I don't know how much now. I haven't seen watch a lot of his stuff. But even like – or Ellen, right? Ellen yes. has a ton of funny games. She has a whole TV show about it. So
yeah.
watch them. And what makes them fun and what can you reproduce about it?
Yep.
But what might be a challenge, but try and push it to try and make it, you know,
yeah.
as best you can.
Well, and here's the thing. I'm glad you said both Jimmy Fallon and Ellen because they are very creative. Therefore, you can take what they do and try to replicate it, like you said. But what I love about Jimmy Fallon and Ellen, and I don't watch Stephen Colbert or anyone else really that much. But what I love about Jimmy and Ellen is that they are having fun doing it. They are laughing yeah. too. They are just as into it as the person they're doing the game with. And I think yeah. that adds a lot of value and can cause a stupid game that you're doing to be even funnier because you're enjoying it and you're demonstrating what it's like to have fun like that.
Yeah.
So,
and I totally agree. And so, you know, there's a lot of people out there, you know, yeah. to look into and just yeah. keep saying like, how will this fit into my context? And you'll find a way
yeah.
To do it.
So some great creative ways for you to stay fresh and to stay keep your game up on stage. So thanks, Corey. You're awesome. You got some good ideas there. If anybody's got to want to connect with you, I don't know why they'd want to connect with you, but if anybody would want to connect with you,
I don't know either, man. Yeah. I don't know either. They usually like follow my wife and then they like follow me out of like sympathy.
Out of sympathy. Well, I do know you're a great resource, dude. And I know you got a blog and you're up on Twitter and yeah. stuff. So what's your blog?
Hey, my blog is rallyyouth.com.
Nice. And you're at
and there's a bunch of resources there too. Check them out. They're all free. Just give them stuff away, you know, give away knowledge. And then my personal follow me big_Sully55 Instagram and Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in a while, dude. I failed you. Instagram is where it's at lately, man.
You can always get back on Twitter. You can always get back on it. No wonder why you don't respond to my tweets then. just kidding.
Dude, yeah, no idea.
Yeah. Well, Corey, it's always great having you on, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, man. I'll catch you later.
All right, so there you have it, my conversation with Corey. And again, it's always good talking with him about creativeness. He's very creative. I feel like he's got a lot of different – he draws from a lot of different places to get some inspiration. But it's cool how you can just take something very simple and tailor it and adapt it. And again, the same game that they play, you know, earlier in the year, you can change the theme a little bit, change the idea a little bit, and it makes it fresh. It makes it creative. And so it's kind of cool. And again, there's so many outside different sources, so many people who pay like writers and people to come up with great ideas. You can take that inspiration, like from the late night talk show hosts, and just grab that and tailor it to your audience. I mean, so there's so many different places that you can get creative imaginations from and get some creative input from. So I would encourage you to check that out. And I would love to hear from you about where you get your creativeness from. What do you do? What sources you kind of pull into and tie into? Hit me up on Twitter. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. So go to Twitter and hit me up, TA Pounder, @TA Pounder. for that. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that and continue the conversation. All right, heroes. Well, that wraps it up for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. As always, thank you so much for joining me. I really do appreciate it. I love you guys listening to this. So if you enjoyed it, definitely go on iTunes and rate me and say how much you enjoyed it. But also go to subscribe to it so you get this fresh content out every Wednesday when it comes out. So, and you can also go to ymsidekick.com. There I've got the podcast. You can subscribe to it there on Google Play as well. And I've got my blog. I've got some vlogs. I've got my Twitter ebook. And I've got information about Digital Bootcamp where ministers can get some free digital resources. These are everyday ministers. These are not church communicators or social media managers. Yes, they are in our group as well. But this group is designed for every average day, every day ministers to come learn some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in this very digital online world, just like what I say at the intro to my podcast. So go to ymsidekick.com, learn information about Digital Bootcamp and all the other stuff that's happening there. So check that out. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, a great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.